a tree. Swinging on a branch up under the sun lived a bad little monkey called Jojo Gunn. A bad motherfucker if you ever saw one. He was sitting under the tree jacket off with nothing to do and nowhere to go. He said, I think I'll get the whole jungle in a goddamn uproar. Just then he saw the lion pass by and he wiped the calm off his hand. He said, now that's a bad motherfucker I just can't stand. I can be down to the creek so thirsty I'm about to faint. But I have to step back and let this big motherfucker get him a goddamn drink. He said, hey, brother lion, this is a motherfucker been talking about you in a hell of a way. He said some things I'm damn near scared to say. I know he couldn't have possibly been your friend, cause he spoke of the shape that your family was in. He said your daddy was a bastard and your mama was a hoe. And you could eat pussy, but he wasn't for show. He talked about your mama and your daddy so bad that when he started talking about your sister, it even made me mad. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'd go down there and see that big motherfucker if I was you. The lion looked up in the tree. He said, tell me who this bad motherfucker is that's been talking about me. Jojo said, you don't want to start no rumble, cause he's the biggest son of a bitch in the whole wide jungle. The lion tried to reach and grab Jojo by his tail. Got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. With his head held high and his back drooped low, his tail was popping like a 44. Knocking coconuts off the trees. He would knock the long ass giraffe down to his motherfucking knees. He ran up under the elephant under the coconut tree. He said, put up your deuce, motherfucker, cause you got to tussle with me. The lion looked at him out of the corner of his eye. He said, motherfucker, don't come down here with no goggle-loggle-low. He said, last night a motherfucker tried to take my life. I got home this morning, found that same motherfucker in the bed with my wife. So from that tip, you should plainly see that this is a bad time to be fucking with me. But if you insist, I will oblige, cause I'm gonna try to change the color of your motherfucking hide. Now Jojo yelled at Leo, said, go on, knock him down. Say, hell, he don't outweigh you for about 10,000 pounds. Then Leo fired a shot uppercut. The elephant took his snout and grabbed the coconut. Then Leo shot a beautiful shot right cross. That's when that coconut landed up against his jaw. Miss you. It was a cold winter night in New Orleans when Bad Man Dan made Two Gone Green. I was tending bar, I'll never forget. It was the bucket of blood where the two first met. Hustlers and suckers from near and far, and money-making hoes stood full at the bar. There was Juicy Lip Lil in the corner with the trick, slobbering like a mule with a mouth full of dick. In another corner, calm and serene, sit a bad motherfucker named the Two Gun Green. Now Harry the faggot was bleeding from the ass, cause he backed up to a dick too fast. At the end of the bar stood Lily McDrum, a wiggle from her ass make a dead man come. Went out of the crowd and onto the floor came a bitch known to own as a stomp down hoe. She answered to the name of Mary Brown. She made more money in a hoe in town. Now as she danced to the beat of the band, the clock struck one and the shit began. In walked Dan, you could tell he was high. He had his dick in his hand and a gleam in his eye. Come here, bitch, he said, and give me some head, cause if you don't, I'm gonna slap you dead. She said, okay, Dan, you don't have to shout, just let your money beat your big dick out. You can get cunt, asshole, or head, as long as you've got some motherfucking bread. Look here, bitch, my word's the law, now give me some head or I'll break your jaw. She said, I don't know why you think you're so mean. You better talk to my man, Mr. Two Gun Green. He said, what motherfucker profess to be as rough and tough and bad as me? Just let this bad motherfucker stand. Rumble the voice of Bad Man Dan. Cats around the bar.